When trade winds blow across the Pacific Ocean, they push warm surface water east, causing cooler water from the deep to rise, bringing with it a rich supply of food for marine life. But during periods known as El Niño, those winds shut down, causing a rise in surface temperatures and prompting changes in weather worldwide.
Even here in Virginia, we might just have a wacky winter.
Pamela Groth is an assistant professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Mary Washington.
Many places will get intense rainfall. A lot of places go bone dry, and then they have problems with wildfires and crop failure. Ocean temperatures heat up and it causes coral bleaching and coral death, as well as certain places it ends up shutting down the fisheries.
Lately, she says El Niño events, which occur every 2 to 7 years, are more intense. But are these variations natural? Have they occurred through history? Or could they be linked to the same industrial pollution that's causing climate change? Scientists have been tracking El Niños for less than 100 years, but Groth and her colleagues found a novel way to study patterns dating back thousands of years.
We went to the Line Islands in the central tropical Pacific, and they get hit the hardest during every type of El Niño event. The water gets warmer, and corals are almost perfect recorders of ocean surface temperature through their geochemistry.
By studying fossilized coral, Groth determined that extreme El Niños correspond closely with the time when people began burning coal and oil.
The industrial record really sticks out like a sore thumb. If you look at the last 20 years of the intensity of these swings in El Niño, they are stronger than any 20-year period from the pre-industrial record.
And in the last 50 years, she discovered El Niños were 25% stronger than in pre-industrial times. In Fredericksburg, I'm Sandy Houseman.